Welcome this Holy Trinity Sunday, the first Sunday after Pentecost. Wherever you are listening, we invite you into this space, one where we will hear the good news through proclamation, spoken and sung, a time where you can be still and know God is God. In our gospel for today, Jesus sends his disciples forth to baptize in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, providing the blueprint, among other readings in the New Testament, for what would later become the doctrine of the Holy Trinity. More than a doctrine, however, the Trinity expresses the heart of our faith. It's our way of saying that God is love, that at the core of everything we find relationship, unity that is at the same time complexity. We look to the love that unifies Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, especially now as we are sent into a world of conflict and division. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. God's glory fills the whole earth.
Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 28th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Well, a lot has changed since last Trinity Sunday. Not just the COVID-19 pandemic under which we live, but also the killing of George Floyd, an unarmed, handcuffed black man, by a white police officer in Minneapolis. Just a few weeks ago, we learned, many of us, of the shooting of Ahmaud Arbery. But since that time, Breonna Taylor, Dejan Sean Reed, Tony McDade, have also been killed. And how many others whose names are known only to their families and to God? Today is Trinity Sunday. It's a hard holiday for us to wrap our minds around. It's a difficult concept. But we learn about the Trinity, particularly in today's first lesson from Genesis. In this beautiful song of creation, we hear, "In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. And a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. And God said," and creation began. Martin Luther put it this way: "So also the Christian church agrees that in this description, there is indicated the mystery of the Holy Trinity, Father created through the Son, whom Moses called Word, and over this creative work brooded the Holy Spirit. Later, God says, let us make humankind in our image. This is the glorious relationship with God that spills out into all creation. God is not a lone ranger. And all of God shows up, delighting in creation, caring for creation, weeping for creation, redeeming creation." I confess that I do not fully understand or even have language to describe the mystery of the Trinity. Probably won't until I finish my baptismal vocation and stand in the presence of God. I can't explain how, but I can testify to the great Lutheran question, what does this mean? God is relationship. Within God and flowing from God. Creation is God's decision not to look after God's self, but focuses God's energies on creation. This Trinity, this God, this relationship is outward and overflowing. God is the one who does not grasp. As we hear in Philippians, let this same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as a thing to be grasped. Likewise, the Spirit is poured out on us all. Again, what does this mean? God is relationship within God, with the creation, with humankind, and among humankind. And since we are baptized into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, baptized into the Trinity, we are also part of this powerful, dynamic, living, giving, loving relationship with God, in God, with creation, with each other. We are inextricably woven together. No one is alone. No one is beyond the fierce, tender love of God, and God is not far off. God is present in creation, in each of us and in all of us. God is flesh and blood made visible in Jesus of Nazareth and in every human being. God is spirit, closer than our own breath. And this is how God as Trinity shows up today. God is creator. God created diversity, beautiful, vital, alive. We must reject calls for color blindness. That diminishes and washes out God's gift of diversity. We in the white majority can begin to see our siblings of color more clearly. We should be color amazed, recognizing the strength that comes with all our many colors. And God is creator, made all of us in God's image. Let us make them in our image. That means all of us are a part of this relational triune God who did create all of humankind, each and every one, and all of us together in God's image, all. And God is the Word made flesh, our flesh, your flesh, my flesh, George Floyd's flesh. Jesus in his passion still suffers with those who suffer. The crucifixion of an unarmed, handcuffed man lying face down on the street is the crucifixion and the passion of our Lord. The crucifixion of so many, too many, black and brown people who live constantly with the violence of racism is the passion of our Lord. And God is spirit. The wind, the breath that moved over the face of the deep at creation, the breath of God that was breathed into the first earth creature, Adam. The breath of Jesus as he gave them the gift of the Spirit. The breath crushed out of George Floyd. The breath of life God had given to him. And now, church, we as the baptized, those of us baptized into the Trinity, show up. We work for an end to violence. The violence of racism that kills bodies and maims souls. And we work for the end of violence brought about by lawlessness and also frustration, masquerading in some cases as protest. In the fierce love of the Trinity, we do not deny anger. In the face of the reality and inequity of racial injustice, anger is appropriate. But we use our anger to bring about change. We put out fires set to stores, workplaces, churches, and property. But we ask that the Spirit kindle in us the fire of justice. We work for calm and quiet throughout our country, but we remain disquieted as we search deep within ourselves. We work for peace, but not the passive peace that allows the mechanisms of racism and white supremacy to stay in place. No, the peace God alone can give, that gives us the strength and courage to act. The Trinity is a relationship within God, with creation, with us, and among us. Until the white majority feels in our soul that the pain and suffering of Black and Brown people is our own pain and suffering, it will not be safe to be Black or Brown in America. And until we feel in our own soul that this is our pain and our story, we are not open to the relationship that God wants to shower, share, lavish upon us as a relational God, a loving God, as a God of the Trinity, as a God who has brought us into that relationship and commands us to share that relationship and live that relationship with creation and with each other. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians ends, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all." It's actually a promise, and I think marching orders for us. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is with us. The love of God is with us. The communion of the Holy Spirit is with us. And together, in the communion and community of the Holy Trinity, we can make that a reality. Amen.
Draw us closer in communion. with the Spirit's gifts empower us for the work of ministry. Lord, you bless with words assuring, I am with you to the end. Faith and hope and love restoring, may we serve as you intend. And amid the cares that claim us, hold in mind eternity. With the Spirit's gifts empower us for the work of ministry.
Called into unity with one another and the whole creation, let us pray for our shared world. God of community, you form us as your church. Guide our bishops, pastors, deacons, and all the baptized in sharing your life-giving good news with all the world. Strengthen us to be bold in our proclamation. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of creation, you called everything into being. Sustain this world with your renewing presence and care. Invite us to see waterways, plant life, birds, fish, mammals, and most insects and call them good. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of counsel, all authority belongs to you. Encourage the leaders of this and every land to lead with compassion, to hear the concerns of the people, to work for justice, peace, equality, and unity. Instill wisdom in advocates who work for justice in often ignored communities. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of care, you created us in your image. Help us see your likeness in one another. Open our eyes to see and attend to all who face oppression, racial injustice, and suffering. Console, heal, and nourish all in need. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of companionship, you accompany this body of faith. As the rhythms of summer begin, protect all who travel, renew all who will enjoy a time of Sabbath, and shelter all who will not be protected from the sun's heat. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
For who or what else do the people of God pray? Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of compassion, you comfort us in our grief with the promise of the resurrection. We give you thanks for the saints and people of goodwill in our lives, including Lois and Francoise. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Receive these prayers, O God, and those too deep for words, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We thank you for joining us for this service. If you would like to hear other services or access the newest edition of The Quill, our newsletter, we invite you to go to our website at queenannelutheran.org. Receive now the blessing.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.
Amen.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.